Stephen Hawking, who you probably have all at least had bought his book, even if you haven't read it, said that the only way that humans will survive is if we colonise another planet. Because we've used up all the resources in our own planet.
Having his say at Speaker's Corner in London's Hyde Park, Professor Guy Poppy joined several leading UK scientists to talk about important issues to members of the public. The event was organised by the Zoological Society of London, the people who run London Zoo. Guy's subject, food versus fuel versus flora and fauna.
What about wildlife? Where does wildlife come in? Do you want to live in a country where we produce good food? Say like parts of America, where the national parks are where you're going to see wildlife, and the farmland is where you grow food and energy. Should we do that in the UK?
His audience thought the event was a great idea.
The public needs to have more events like this that they can actually access information and get from scientists in a way that they can understand it, because most people think that science is something that goes above their head.
These issues need to be put out into the public domain, making it accessible for people that are just out on their lunch breaks, and sort of getting it out in the public arena is important.
Of course, it's great. I think that's a great opportunity to speak with the public and know what they think and speak with the scientists.
And what did Guy think?
Well, it was very interesting. I don't think I've ever experienced such an interactive session as that. And it was interesting that people were more than willing to take on these big questions that are not easy to solve. But what was really fascinating was that they're actually offering solutions, which is really good.
Scientists at Speaker's Corner was organised by Dr. Serian Sumner, Research Fellow at the Institute of Zoology at ZSL.
What we really wanted to do is to remove the middleman in science, so take away the media person between the scientists and the public, so that the public could have first-hand contact and information from the scientists themselves. So there'd be no distortion of facts, they could ask about any evidence of scientific bias, what the scientists really thought, and where the scientists thought things should be going next.
Guy wants more people to get involved with science and scientists to work through major issues.
What I tried to get to at the end of the debate was the nature, the fact that everybody should be engaged in talking with scientists about how science can address these key problems. Science will solve some problems, but only if society accepts them. And I think society can only solve these problems if they allow science to sort of move forward and help address them. And I think it's through mediums like this. These people all vote, these people read newspapers, these people challenge people in authority who will be able to work with the scientists to address these problems.
He hopes more events like this will be organised in future.